The views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers of Radio Free ARFCOM do not necessarily reflect those of AR15.com, BBS Radio, or their advertisers. When any techniques, skills, or theories are presented, they reflect the practices and opinions of the individual presenting them, but not necessarily those of Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, or BBS Radio. In all circumstances, Radio Free ARFCOM, AR15.com, and BBS Radio expressly disclaim any liability that may result in the use or misuse of any information featured in this program.
Transmission begins.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Let's go.
All this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the stick of battle.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty, or give me death.
Radio Free ARFCOM starts now.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen out there in ARFCOM land. Radio Free ARFCOM starts right now. I am your host, John Golden. It's good to be back behind the brass microphone of Radio Free ARFCOM. What we've come up with for the new version of the show is we're going to do a little Radio Free ARFCOM going rogue a little bit. We're going to have shows be a shorter show format. We'll probably be an hour long. Most of the shows will be live. Some will be pre-recorded and podcast only. And then what we will also do is when we have special events throughout the year, such as the ARFCOM 3-Gun event that we are going to be discussing this evening, then we will be live from these remote locations. And we've got a couple of special ones lined up for you. Hopefully it will work out as good as we think it is. As always, I start the show off with my co-host and champion of gun rights everywhere, especially those related to the Black Rifle, NRA board member, Joe DeBurgolis. Joe, how are you today?
John, great to hear your voice. It's exciting times, and I'm glad we got the show back on the air. Looking forward to it, my friend.
This is great. And for those that don't know, Joe was very instrumental in getting us back on the air. He's one of those guys that you can't tell him no when he asks for something, and you just got to go. You got to go with what Joe wants. And you know what? That's great, Joe. If it wasn't for you kind of kicking us in the butt, we wouldn't probably be where we're at now. Now, I know the focus of tonight's show is on the ARFCOM 3-Gun event coming up in August. But before we get to that, I understand that you were a speaker at CPAC this past week.
I was there in concert with the NRA University, John. We had a great turnout. We had about 100 participants in our session, and it went over very well. Among the great folks from NRA ILA who made the presentation, Brent Gardner and Krista Kopp, we had Wayne LaPierre address the audience, and we were there in support, so it turned out to be very, very good. And I wholeheartedly suggest that people go to the CPAC website or even YouTube and download Wayne LaPierre's speech. It was fantastic. You did a great job knocking it right out of the park.
Now, when you go to CPAC, I remember speaking with you last year when you came back. There are quite a number of big, big names there, not just from the NRA, but just from the conservative community in general.
Most definitely. We had everybody that's in the conservative movement there. I was very fortunate. The outgoing chairman of the American Conservative Union, David Keene, is the incoming president of the National Rifle Association. So he'll be taking the reins from our great president, Ron Schmitz, in April at our annual meeting in Pittsburgh. So we also have two serving board members on the board of CPAC, or the ACU, Carolyn Meadows and Cleta Mitchell. So we got some high power, some well vested in the conference itself. But to your point, my friend, we had everybody from Ann Coulter to Rand Paul to Don Trump, former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, Vice President Dick Cheney. We had people from every walk of life. Mitt Romney was there, Rick Perry, Governor Rick Perry from the great state of Texas. And I always say, God bless Texas. There's a reason for it. We'll talk about it in another show. It was Tim Pawlenty was there. I mean, the candidates were lining up, John, and it was, again, very well attended, very enthusiastic crowd, and just proud to be part of it.
Just a couple more things on CPAC before we move on. Now, what was the mood like there compared to last year, where last year we were kind of in the depths of the left just controlling everything in the government, and then we had this big, huge turnout in November and kind of spanked them in the butt? And was the mood different this year? Was it more upbeat, or was it more, you know, we got to stay on it? How was that type of mood?
The overall mood of the conference itself, buddy, is the same in every year I've attended. It's high octane. You've got the hardcore members of the conservative movement, from Tea Party to Patriots, locking together and making sure that our collective voices are heard. So the tempo and tenor of the entire event is constantly at a high pitch. From one year to the next, it's a constant enthusiastic level. It's really going. So different kind of focus this year. Maybe that's the best way to put it than last. But we were continuing forward, keeping our eyes on the prize to make sure that we finish the job we started. A lot of great ideas were floated. I think the workings for potential platform of the future. And from this year's CPAC, you're going to see the contenders for 2012 presidential election.
Yeah. Last question. It's kind of along the same thread of what I just asked you. The Tea Party movement, is it still going strong, or is it kind of, okay, we did our job and we're going home now, or was it still the Tea Party thing still kind of front and center as far as the conservative movement was concerned?
Oh, I tell you, my friend, the Tea Parties are partiers are fantastic people. The movement's here for a long time. They're locked and loaded for a long haul, and they're going to keep going and pushing forward the overall agenda. They're a force to be reckoned with. They're a good bunch of people, and I'm proud to be one of them. It's a great, great cast of people. It's a great movement, and the ideals are being pushed forward in a wide variety of fronts. So I think, John, they're going to be there for a long time.
That's great. That's good to hear. There was, you know, some trepidation. I heard some whisperings that, you know, once we kick their butt in November, everybody's going to go back to work and go back to their families and kind of let the political thing go. But it's good to know that it hasn't run out of steam or even lost any steam. Now let's get to the issue of the day, as it were, the AR15.com Rockcastle Pro-Am 3-Gun Championship, which is going to be at the beautiful Rockcastle Shooting Center in Kentucky, August 26th to 28th this year, correct?
Most certainly. That's our greatest thing. We joined hands with the great people down at Rockcastle, Nick and Nate Noble. I'm sure you're going to have Nick on in a little while. Major General Humble, another owner of the property, but it is one of the best, and I would consider the premier shooting complex in the country. It has everything location. It's got the landmass. It's got a great bunch of employees down there, and they just do the best that I've seen at every competition I've been involved with down there. It's just a great place to be. So we made sure we picked the right place to launch our inaugural 3-gun event.
Now, I know this is your baby, and you don't, you know, really want to take the credit for it, but you were very, very instrumental getting this put together, working with Ed, who we do have on the line with us, Ed Avila, the man, the myth, the legend, is on the line with us. And I'm at the website now, but the website for all our listeners is rockcastle3-gunproam, rockcastle3-gunproam.com. And I'm looking at these sponsors. I mean, of course, you've got the top sponsors, Brownells Companies, Hornady, and then you've got Sinclair, Police Store, CMMG, Crimson Trace, Vortex, Leupold, DSA, Remington, MGM Targets, Bushmaster, Viking Tactics, CPWSA, Blackhawk is there, Bushnell's there, Warren Scope Mounts is there, Nordic Components, DPMS, Kel-Tec, the list just seems to go on and on and on. Is just the response from advertisers just been overwhelmingly positive, huh?
It certainly has, John, and I'm glad that's still on the line because I consider myself a member of their family, and they obviously know they're members of mine. So it's very good to have that kind of working nucleus. When we came forward with this idea, it was warmly embraced and received by the founders of AR15.com. And then we reached out and broadened the circle out a little bit more to other friends that we, Pete Brownell, Steve Brownell, a fellow board member of the NRA. He's also a contributor to the site, as well as somebody who came forward and said, how can we help? He was the first one. Out of all the products and sponsors and great people that you mentioned, we have a long list of other ones, and I'll make an announcement right now. LaRue Tactical is coming on hard. They're going to be there as one of the major sponsors of the event, and we'll have more as we go forward in this process, John. We can flush out what they're going to bring to the table. Both Marks will be there for those of you who are familiar with the LaRue brand, Mark Finger and Mark LaRue, and they couldn't be more excited to be part of our event. We have other ones that will come forward. I can make an announcement now if you'd like.
Please. Let's hear it. Sure. Let's break it here first.
Well, this is it. The NRA is coming on board. This is going to be one of their events. They are going to be sponsoring our charity cup. It's going to be called the NRA Freedom Cup. And that's one of the side challenges we have when we team up the pro and amateurs together. And it's going to be a substantial trophy that will be on display at NRA headquarters and be perpetual, which means it's going to be given out each year as our event gets bigger, bigger, and bigger. For the longest time, people thought that the NRA, in the beginning, were slow to come to three gun. We took a decided, slow, and observational look to make sure that we didn't come in and spoil what was going on between all the great people in three gun, the people who came before us. That's what we're doing right here. We're coming in to support the event. We're coming in to make sure that it's up to the standards of our great listeners, the competitors, obviously, and the future competitors who we're trying to bring into the sport. So the NRA is involved, and the trophy will be named thereafter. So we've got other great sponsors and vendors that we're working on, John, and I think it's something we can announce in later subsequent shows. But when I tell you that the response has been overwhelming, that's certainly an understatement.
Now, with the NRA, this Freedom Cup, what's going to happen, as I understand it, is at the beginning of the tournament, before either the pros or the amateurs start shooting, one pro will be matched up with one amateur, and they will still shoot their events separately. They'll just shoot their event, and then their combined scores, they will be a team, and whichever team has the best combined score will be the winners, correct?
That's what we're looking to do, yes. That's one of our team twists in this, so we're... It's akin to a pro-am celebrity or pro-am charity golf match when you have the opportunity to be out there with one of the legends of the game. Well, that's what we're going to be doing. So it could be me and Jerry Mukulik. It could be a heck of a draw. Or Ed Avila and Jeff Kremlitz, who happens to be our match director, fantastic shooter. I believe he finished third at the Fort Benning event. I mean, just we're bringing the big names out there, and it can give people the opportunity to compete with some of the best. So this is something that we look to make sure it's different and unique and puts our event on the map.
Speaking of Ed Avila, we have Ed Avila on. For everybody who doesn't know who he is, you're probably in the wrong place right now. Ed, how are you today?
Good, John. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's good to hear your voice. Last I saw you was at SHOT Show. I know we're talking about the three-gun event, but you're a veteran. You're a SHOT Show veteran. What was kind of just a quick overall impression of SHOT this year for you?
You know, I think SHOT over the last few years has started, the big trend has been that the AR-15 market has just expanded beyond what used to be a little section of the show to really take over the entire show. So what you see is pretty much every manufacturer producing AR-15s or accessories for AR-15s, and that the tactical gun market has really risen from what used to be a small community that maybe the majority of the hunters and the target shooters looked down upon to what's now, I think, the mainstream of the gun industry.
Yeah, that's one thing that I had actually mentioned to me, and I wrote it in the newsletter article that there was a guy sitting next to me, and he obviously had been to several SHOT shows, and he's like, I can't believe how much tactical stuff there is now. A few years ago, there was just a tiny bit. Now it's just taken over. But that's great for us. Lovers of all things tactical, that's fantastic to know that there's that kind of market out there for it and that the manufacturers are responding to that.
Yeah, and that's the key for our market segment. I mean, in the past, you know, when they were talking about guns, it was, well, who needs the assault rifles and who needs the AR-15s? Let's just make sure that we don't lose our shotguns and our hunting sporting rifles. And the fact that we've been able to bring that tactical rifle market to be mainstream and to be one and not separate from the rest of the gun industry, I think, is vital to our success. And combined with popular shooting events like we're talking about here, it's going to be what keeps us alive, I think, going forward.
Now, Ed, are you planning to shoot in the Pro-Am?
I am definitely going to shoot in some capacity, whether, you know, I'm out there shooting and being made fun of or whatever we decide to do. I will definitely be out there and I'll be pulling that trigger.
All right. I plan on shooting as well, so I don't think you'll have to worry about getting made fun of. I'm sure I will be the target of all the hijinks and shenanigans that go on. So I don't think you have to worry about that. Now, what are the plans for AR15.com going forward with this event? It's planned to be an every year thing, right?
Yeah, we're definitely looking to make this at least a yearly thing, if not more frequent. The overall goal for us is, you know, just like the rest of the segmented portions of the tactical firearms industry versus the sporting firearms, I think a lot of people have been either in competitive shooting sports or they haven't, whether they're just afraid of going up against it, being afraid of what's involved in getting started, upfront costs, just fear in general. I think our goal with this event is to bring it to the mainstream. Number one, to make it interesting for spectators and make it fun to watch. Number two, to make it fun to participate in and to get a lot of new shooters who have never shot competitively to see that participating in this type of a shoot is a lot more fun than standing at a square range shooting at your paper targets, and that competing against others doesn't have to be an intimidating experience, that it can be educational and fun. And so overall, our goal is to get more and more shooters involved, and so we definitely plan to keep this as a yearly thing, if not more frequently, as we go forward.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. Joe, are you still with us?
I'm still here, John.
Okay, there's one more quick question before we let you go. We're going to bring Jansen in after you. Your goal, and I don't know if we've touched on this, your goal is to have the largest prize table at any three-gun event ever, correct?
Most certainly. It's one of our goals. We want to make sure we have the broadest appeal, meaning we have pros, amateurs, newbies with the seasoned veterans, and then at the same time have the largest prize table available.
That's perfect. And I think we are, looking at this list of sponsors, we're well on our way to getting that. We're going to let Joe go. We're going to bring in Jansen from Team Noveski 3-Gun.
Hey, John?
Yes.
John, one last thing, my friend. This is for one of our special operators who's also an ARFCOMer. I just have a special message for him. Flying Brian, you're lock and loaded for Kentucky. Flying Brian, you're lock and loaded for Kentucky. He'll know what that means, but he's out there fighting on the front lines for us, buddy. And he'll listen on the computer once we are on the site once we post it.
And you know what? Well, before I let you go, I want to personally thank you for everything you did for those guys when you did the Special Operators Fund. It was just it was the highlight of my SHOT Show experience was meeting those guys and being able to shake their hand and thank them for what they do for us and present them with those breaching tool battle axes. It was just fantastic, Joe. Thanks so much for putting that together.
Really appreciate all your help with it, John. Obviously, the Avila family was lockstep with me in every step of the way and everything I do on ARFCOM. Have a great show, and I'll talk to you guys very soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Joe. That was Joe DeBurglis, NRA board member and AR15.com representative in the AR15.com 3-gun event we have coming up. Now, I haven't ever been to Rock Castle, Ed, and I know you haven't. Have you ever done any 3-gun shooting at all?
No, I haven't. You know, I've done some IPSC, I've done some IDPA, but I've never done any 3-gun competitions.
So when you shoot in August, it will be your first quote-unquote 3-gun event, right?
Absolutely.
See, and I'm just bringing that up so that people understand what you were touched on before, that if you've never shot a 3-gun event before, this is the ideal opportunity to get into 3-gun. You can class yourself as an amateur. You'll be competing against amateurs. There's going to be pros there that are going to be, and they're going to be helping us out, giving us suggestions on how to shoot different stages and, you know, helping us out with equipment decisions and that type of thing. And I just kind of wanted everyone to understand that, you know, just because you've never shot, I've never shot a 3-gun, you've never shot a 3-gun, we're both planning on doing it at this one coming up. So I just kind of wanted to let everybody know that thanks for everything you've done for this event, Ed, for everything you've done for all of us in the AR15.com community, members, site staff, the family, of course. And thanks a lot for being on the show with us this evening.
Yeah, my pleasure. I want to thank everybody that's been involved. And just to expand on what you said, definitely this should not intimidate anybody from coming. I mean, not only are we going to have the pro and the amateur competitions, but we're going to have a variety of firearms to shoot for people to try aside from the two main competitions. I mean, we'll have side matches. We'll have informal ranges where people can try. You're going to have a learning opportunity to see how the professionals run a course, and then you can run a similar course on these side ranges yourself and see what techniques work, what firearms work. So nobody has any reason to be intimidated because they don't have the gear, because they don't have the experience or anything. This is an event for everyone, not just competitors. And again, that's our goal, is to bring non-competing and non-three-gun people into one venue where everybody can benefit, everybody can participate as much or as little as they want, whether you're just a spectator, you're shooting some new firearms on the side ranges, you compete in the amateur, or you work with one of these pros, or at least watch these pros run through these courses.
Yeah, and, you know, listening to Joe say that LaRue just came on, we've got CMMG, Kel-Tec's going to be there, DPMS, Bushmaster. I think even if you're not competing, you want to come and show up just to come and shoot some of these guns that you might not ever have a chance to shoot otherwise.
Absolutely. It'll be a great event for anybody that's into the tactical firearms, whether they're handguns, AR-15, shotguns. It's just going to be an equipment, demo opportunity. It's going to be a chance to see some great shooters and see what they do and how they've gotten that great, as well as a chance for you to step up and try some of these things informally or in the amateur competition.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And we're going to speak a little bit more when we speak with Nick Noble and Jeff Kramlitz about the real specifics of the event and what people really can look forward to when they get there. Once again, Ed, thanks a lot for everything. We look forward to having you again on the show, okay?
All right. Thanks, John. It's a pleasure.
Yep. Take care. All right. We're going to move right along nonstop here, Radio Free ARFCOM going rogue. We've got Jansen Jones from Team Noveski. He's been on with us before. Jansen, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you on.
Hey. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you here. Now, you're an experienced three-gunner. You're a professional, a pretty darn good one, too, if anybody knows anything about it. What has kind of been the response to this event in the shooting community, in the three-gun community?
I think so far the response has been really positive. You know, I think the Pro-Am format is a great way to introduce new shooters or people that are looking to get into three-gun but aren't really ready to take that jump into, you know, sending an application in for a major match like Fort Benning or the USPSA Multi-Gun Nationals. And, you know, what Joe put together with Jeff Kramblett and Linda Chico, who I think is very instrumental in making this happen, is a very great format that's very easy for new shooters to sort of work their way into three-gun and decide, is this something right for them? You know, without a super high cost of entry or an equipment race. You know, Jeff's decision to use one division, I think, while it's sort of novel in three-gun right now, I think it's a great idea, and it sort of levels the playing field for everybody that's newer that wants to see how it goes.
Now, you spoke a little bit about Linda Chico. She's the statistician, and now I've never shot a three-gun event, but from what I understand, she's one of the best statisticians for three-gun that there is out there, and that her position is actually very crucial to the entire event.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Linda Chico, in my opinion, is one of the unsung heroes at three-gun. When you look at an event like this, you know, Jeff has spoken to me about it, that there's going to be something like 500 competitors total. You're not going to be able to accommodate a match that size without somebody that has just an absolute consolidated format. And Linda, through her years of match experience, has got that down pat. You know, and also she deserves a lot of credit. She was recently elected to the board of directors for USPSA, and to my knowledge, she's the first woman ever elected to a board position. So, you know, kudos to her for that as well.
That's great. And we're going to, in the future here, in one of the next coming up shows, we're going to try to get Linda on with us just to talk a little bit about what her job will be and kind of, you know, her views of the whole thing. Now, I understand you guys are going to be real busy at Team Noveski this year. What do you guys have on the calendar?
Well, we just released a dedicated three-gun DVD at the SHOT Show. I'm not sure, you know, to my knowledge, there's no dedicated three-gun disc out there. There's obviously individual rifle, pistol, and shotgun DVDs, but a consolidated three-gun disc, you know, that was sort of what Rob Romero, my teammate on the Novesky shooting team, you know, our goal was to have a disc that was about an hour to an hour and a half that could help a newer shooter or, you know, an entry-level or mid-level competitor learn the game, learn some of the more advanced techniques, and be more competitive at his next match, his or her next match. So, you know, with that comes sort of what I would consider the book signing tour. You know, you got to go around and talk to everybody about the DVD. And so we're shooting every match on the Three Gun Nation tour that we're able to get into. So far, the only match that we're not into is, I think, the FN match, because I haven't got confirmation on that yet. But every application that's been out there, we've sent in for it. On top of that, we're hosting four classes, dedicated three-gun instructional courses. Rob Romero and I came up with the sort of curriculum, if you will, based on what we would like to take if we went to a class. And, you know, it's different. It's got a prize table, and the reason it has a prize table is to emulate match stress. You know, we could tell you, hey, go out and shoot this stage, but we could really make it more of a match feel by having a prize table and competing, or and having every competitor at our class competing against one another. And, you know, all our sponsors were really supportive of this, and so we're having the first class in a couple weeks in Jacksonville, and then the following weekend, first weekend of March, we're in Dallas, Texas, about a month before the Texas Multigun match, and then our last two classes are at Rock Castle Shooting Center in July, the month before the AR15.com three-gun. So, you know, we think that by structuring these classes about a month before a major match, you know, strategically around the country, you know, hopefully some newer shooters would be interested in coming, training with Rob and I, and hopefully competing better and placing better at these matches that are subsequently in those areas of the country that we're going to be training in.
Now, I think these classes are just a great idea because it's something that is not really out there up to this point. And this is basically for someone like myself who's never shot a three-gun and is really interested in it but doesn't want to have to jump straight into a competition. They can come and take one of these classes from you guys who are both quality shooters. I know you and Rob are both really, really good at what you do. And actually get some quality instruction from the ground up and get a really good foundation to shoot three-gun, like you said, in a quasi-competitive environment.
Right, and that's the idea. You know, it's not intimidating, but the only way to emulate match-like conditions is by keeping score. We're going to have some stages that are set up to test certain techniques like the weak hand reload or shooting from a barricade, offhand shooting, stuff like that. And, you know, by having the prize table as a little bit of an incentive, there's a little bit of a competitive feel, but not an overtly competitive feel. So we think we're going to strike a nice balance. You know, I'll know how it goes in a couple weeks after our first class, but the interest has been huge, and, you know, the DVD as well has been, so far, really well received. I hope that people continue to find it beneficial. You know, it's about an hour and 10 minutes, and it's no filler. It's no fluff, just straight technique and technical discussion pertaining to three-gun. You know, there's no real equipment discussion because equipment changes in three-gun, you know, and the one thing we didn't want to do was date the DVD by saying, you know, here's what we're using, here's what you should use when 2 years from now rules or equipment or technology, for that matter, will change. So we strayed away from equipment and focused strictly on technique, which is sort of what we're going to do with these classes, which really is what's important when you come to these matches. You know, equipment will help you only so far, but knowing how to break a stage down, how to properly shoot off a barricade, you know, how to perform a reloading technique, whether you want to go strong hand, weak hand, the 2x2 reloading technique, you know, those things are what's going to really help improve your game more so than, you know, how much did your equipment cost or, you know, which shot shell carrier are you using, stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. And if somebody's interested in maybe finding out when a class is going to be in their area or they want to order one of your DVDs, where do they go to do that?
Novesky.com. We're going to have the DVDs are for sale through Noveski's website, as well as Rainier Arms. Sounds like Brownells is going to carry them as well in the coming months. As far as the classes go, the class schedule is going to be up on the Noveski website, but we're only holding four classes throughout the year. The February and March dates are booked. The July date, which is at Rock Castle, is on Rock Castle Shooting Center's website. And Nick Noble is working with us. He's sort of handling all the registration on that side of things. And I believe that there are spots still available for that class. We just announced it recently. So if you're in the area, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Ohio, and are thinking about shooting the ARFCOM 3 gun and sort of want a primer or a warm-up, you know, I would strongly urge you to consider one of our classes. You know, Rob Romero is really the lead instructor, and he's an amazing shooter. He finished second at Fort Benning, only to Taryn Butler, who won the event and has won it, you know, 5 years in a row. He's really the purpose for this class. You know, he's taught me everything I know, and I owe a lot of my improvement to, you know, Rob's tutelage. So I think if more people can get under his instruction, more people are going to see a lot of benefit in 3-gun.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, and I hope it really takes off for you guys. It sounds like it already has, with your first two events already completely booked up. Now, I know you said the equipment isn't everything, but we are gun guys, and we love to talk about equipment and guns. I have a question off our Facebook page from James Anders. He says, I love my Noveski Afghan, and what guns are the Noveski team using? I'm guessing maybe this year. Are you going to make any changes this year to your equipment loadout?
A little bit, actually. We are currently, for this year, going to be using 18-inch intermediate-length gas system stainless barrels, done by Noveski Rifle Works. We, meaning myself and Rob Romero, have worked up a special profile for the stainless steel barrel that Noveski offers, and it's a lighter weight profile than their 18-inch SPR barrel that's been sort of their mainstay in the 18-inch range. So the 18-inch NST profile is what we're going to be using this year, and you know, we shoot for several AR15.com sponsors, Troy Industries. We shoot for them, and we use their handguard for this year. They got the TRX E 15-inch handguard, so we're going to be running that. And you know, Magpul actually for this year has decided to come on board. You know, big thanks to Drake and the guys over at Magpul for that. We use PRS stocks mainly because we like the adjustment feature. You know, some people might like a UBR or a CTR. It just sort of depends on how you like your rifle to balance. But for us, with an 18-inch barrel and then a comp that can be between 2 or 3 inches long, the PRS stock balances out that rifle nicely.
Yeah, that's great. Now, I met you at SHOT. It was great to put a face to the name. I kind of already had an idea of what you looked like from the pictures you sent me, but it was really nice to meet you in person. Now, you're also a SHOT Show veteran. What did you notice this year as a professional 3-gun shooter? And was there anything that stood out to you as far as 3-gun that you were like, hey, you know what, that's a pretty cool product, or it's really cool that this company's now coming online with it? Anything like that stood out to you?
You know, stuff that I saw that stood out to me, the first was I saw actually Daniel Defense had an ambush line of rifles that had a free float forend. And it was very similar in nature to the Troy or the JP VTAC forend. So, you know, that was, you know, one thing I noticed. It's just another option for guys looking for a smooth free-float forend to use in competition. I was over at the Geisley Automatics booth, and I saw that they have a drop-in trigger module now for the FN SCAR series of rifles. So I know that, you know, Team FN obviously uses SCAR rifles, and I've started to see a couple more show up at 3-gun. So, you know, there's another side of things. And then, of course, the optics category is always a hot debate in the 3-gun world. You know, the 1-8 is out from Leupold. Schmidt & Bender is supposed to be releasing their 1-8 here in the next couple of months. I talked to Sylvia Inger at Schmidt & Bender, who's my point of contact there, and she said that, you know, we should have a couple of models in hand in the next month, and if that's the case, you know, they'll be at the AR15.com event with Rob Romero and I, and anybody that is interested in taking a look at it is more than welcome to. You know, that's sort of my one gripe with Schmidt & Bender is it's not like you can go into a Bass Pro Shops or a Cabela's or even a local gun store and take a look at their optics before you buy them. they're not around in great quantity, partly because they're pretty expensive. But Rob and I have always been very open to anybody that wants to take a look at Schmidt and Bender glass. You know, just come up and ask us. Don't hesitate. You know, we'd never seen one until the SHOT Show. So if anybody wants to take a look at their new 1-8, we should have it at the ARFCOM 3 event, and you're more than welcome to come take a peek at it.
Would you have that at any of your classes, or will you not have it by then?
We will probably have it in the middle part of March. So the February and March classes both take place before that. We will have it at the July class for sure. And any of the three gun events that we're going to be at, you know, basically middle of March and after, we should have them there as well. So, again, anybody, just feel free to come up. Don't be shy. And then that's another thing. You know, Rob and I are always talking about it, but people always say, oh, we saw you at a match, but we didn't want to come up and bother you. You know, I can speak for both of us on this. Rob and I are two of the most approachable individuals. You know, so don't be shy. Come up and say hi and talk to us. And even give us criticism about anything, the DVD, how you saw us shoot. You know, we're always students. I've been a student for probably 10 years of my life in education, you know, private education. I don't think I'll ever stop learning. As far as shooting goes, same thing. If you see me do something stupid or wrong, call me on it. I want to know about it. I won't take it the wrong way, and Rob is the exact same way. So.
This is Jansen Jones from Team Nevesky 3 Gun. We're going to let you go, Jansen. We've got Nick Noble and Jeff coming on next. Like he said, you guys, if you see him at an event, go up and talk to him. Don't let the big muscles scare you. I know he's kind of an intimidating-looking guy, but trust me, he's a real nice guy once you get to know him. Don't be scared, and go up and talk to him. And ask him if you want to hold one of his guns or check out one of his Noveskis or a Schmidt and Bender Optics. These guys are more than happy to help out new people into the event. Once again, thanks again, Jansen, and we'll have you on again later in the year, okay?
Thank you.
That was Jansen Jones from Team Noveski. We're now going to just keep moving right along. This show just keeps rolling and rolling. We have Jeff Kramlett, Nick Noble of Rockcastle. Jeff Kramlett, the match director for the AR15.com Pro-Am event. How are you guys doing today, Nick, Jeff?
Hey, how's
we're doing
Jeff.
Great. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear you guys' voices. It was great to meet you guys at SHOT Show. I'll start off with you, Nick. We all know what a great facility you've got there in Kentucky. I noticed you just updated your website. It's looking really, really nice. What kind of new things do you have there for 2011?
Well, John, we're first of all, thank you for having us back, and because it's always a pleasure to come on ARFCOM Radio and talk to all the folks there in your big family. But we've got a lot of really exciting things happening at Rockcastle. You know, last year we were lucky enough in our first year of existence, really, to host 8 shooting competitions, some of them bigger than others. But we had a great time, and we really tried to learn from the whole experience of being a host for big international and national level events. And this year we have over 39 scheduled, so we're really clicking. We're really hitting our marks, and we're excited about where we're going. For those that don't know what Rockcastle is all about, we're a 2,000-acre shooting sports resort. And what we offer is everything from the recreational shooting side, from sporting clays, skeet, trap, archery, all the way up to pistol and rifle ranges, long-distance rifle ranges. And we've really found a nice niche in hosting big competitions like the AR15.com Pro-Am.
Now, you mentioned your long-range rifle ranges. You can shoot out to 1,500 yards there. Is that correct?
We can, actually. We can go a little bit further than that, and we have several companies that do some research and development there, and Jeff, who's on the line with me, finished real high in the recent Barrett Mammoth Sniper Challenge, which was our inaugural long-range precision rifle competition. And in the middle of 15-degree weather, we had 117 competitors, which was the max number of competitors for us. We capped it at 100, and with sponsored shooters at 117 from 26 states that came in. And then competed in brutal, brutal winter weather conditions. But they were shooting out past 1,200, 1,300 yards, and we can actually almost go to 2,000 on one of our ranges we call Thunder Valley.
Wow, that's amazing. Jeff, as Nick mentioned, you guys shot that long-range competition in some very brutal conditions, and it was funny because after I spoke with you guys at SHOT, and I was going around, I met a couple other people that actually shot that event, and they all just said the same thing, like, oh my goodness, you just have no idea how brutal that was. But it's just great that, you know, even in the brutal conditions, people come out and compete. They come out to Rock Castle, and it's just such a great facility.
Oh yeah, it's, you know, one of those things. Once you're into it, you're not going to let a little weather stand in your way. You're going to go and test yourself against the elements and everybody else that's there in a competition. And you know, the nice thing about Rock Castle is that there is every type of competition available, with, you know, everything from the practical pistol and the three gun to the longer practical sniper type challenges to, you know, sporting clays, whatever you really want, whatever your flavor is, or, you know, if you like them all, then, you know, it's definitely a place you can go and enjoy doing some shooting.
Now, I've got a couple of questions for you, Jeff. Before I do that, let me just throw out the websites. The Rock Castle Shooting Center website is rockcastleshootingcenter.com. It sounds just that, spelled just like it sounds.
That's correct.
And for the three-gun website is rockcastle3gunproam.com. rockcastle3gunproam.com. They've got the countdown clock going there. Registration starts in 1 day, 3 hours, 16 minutes, and 25 seconds. So everybody get ready. I was speaking with you at SHOT Show. You told me this one will fill up within just a couple of seconds in the online registration. Basically, if you're not ready to click when it goes active, you probably won't get in, right?
Yeah, Linda Chico, our statistician, has done this same type of registration for the Fort Benning 3-gun before, and you know, Fort Benning is filled in less than a second before. So, I mean, with the buzz on this one is so deafening, with everybody wanting to get into it, and even though we're letting in more shooters and everything, I expect that if you're not, you know, sitting by the computer ready to push the button, that, you know, you'll be sorely waiting on a waiting list and hoping that, you know, somebody has some misfortune or something and can't compete, and yet you move up the waiting list and get in. So, yeah, we're looking forward to tomorrow, even though it will there'll be a lot of people, joyous people. There'll probably be a few disappointed, because I think there's more people out there listening and wanting to come shoot the match than, you know, we probably have, you know, room for, even though it is going to be the biggest three-gun event ever. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. We're working hard on the preparations.
Now, you are the match director. What exactly does that entail?
Oh boy, that's a good question. It's sort of the jack of all trades. That's sort of the jack of all trades that gets to pull everything together. I mean, I came up with sort of the pro-am format and did the brainstorming to figure out how to work it all in and how many people we could get into both groups, and then started talking to people about some other ideas that I had, you know, as far as supporting the shooters and things, and we came up with the pro clinics, so that people can come and take the free pro clinics from the selected pros that, well, part of the match director, I get to go choose who the pros were, and I picked a lot of longtime professionals and from law enforcement, military, and competitions. They've got just a varying backgrounds, but you'd be hard pressed to go find seven better teachers to spend any time with. But, you know, I had to work all that out, and I'm also handpicking and selecting, you know, all the range officers to help run all the stages, to get everybody through, to keep things moving along, to make sure everybody has a good time, and trying to get all the people that got the, you know, the best attitudes and lots of experience, so that everything will just roll through, you know, nice and smoothly through the entire match. And also working hard to drum up the sponsorship for the match and work with all the industry partners and friends and everything that I've made over the last 25 years, and pull the sponsors to the table so that these newer shooters can all see all of this fine product that everybody makes, and take a look at it and see it in action by the pros and by the people teaching the clinics as well, and have a really great prize table, and then figure out how to organize that prize table and break it up, you know, for the 500 people being there. So it's a wild and crazy time trying to fit all that into a three-day schedule.
Daunting, to say the least. I'd have to admit, I don't envy your position on that, but I'm really glad we have someone with your experience and your work ethic to get this done. Now, you mentioned the pro clinics. Why don't you talk a little bit about those and let people understand really exactly what they are? And for those that are on the website, just click on the Match Details FAQ tab. It'll take you over to the page where they talk a little bit about the pro clinics and some of the really top name pros. I'm looking at some of the names on here, and it's like, wow, these are like the names of the names in 3-gun.
Yeah, it's like I had to do a little bit of arm twisting on some of them, but most of them just gave generously. What the pro clinics are, basically on Friday evening when the shooting ends, shooting should all be done by 5 o'clock on Friday, and then we're going to have the one of the dinners there, obviously, at the lodge, you know, for everybody to hang out at, probably starting around, you know, 6:30 or so. Well, between that 5 o'clock and between dinner, what it's going to be is the seven groups of pros are basically, each of them is going to go back down to one of the amateur stages or a close stage there, and we're looking, we're going to have some sign-up sheets, and we're going to sign up basically about 25 to 30 shooters per pro to take back down there, so we should be able to, you know, support somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 of the shooters to go back down, you know, with which whoever the selected pro is, and, you know, there's going to be a little fighting, and maybe we end up having to do a drawing to see who goes where, but go back down to the stage with the pro, and that pro will sit there and talk about who they are, what their gear they're using to shoot the match is, because that's one of the big questions new shooters, you know, have is, okay, what all do I need to have? These guys will say what they have, why they have it set up the way they do, why they're using that particular gear, and how they shoot it. And then they'll take a little bit of time to go through and do some stage analysis and say, okay, this kind of a stage, you need to look at, you know, how would you shoot this stage? What are the things to consider? The positions you have to do, where you're going to do reloads, you know, how you're going to engage thing, what's your target engagement order, you know, to successfully shoot that stage, or not just successfully, but to maximize your performance on that stage, you know, then talk about how they would shoot it, and then go through and do some demos of what those positions they may take and how they'd run through and what order they shoot things in, you know, and then go hot and just do a couple demos of shooting through it so people can see them doing it and observe some of those things, and then probably do a question and answer session with their people, you know, to field a bunch of those questions. And that'll probably be about the time that's left, and then everybody gets to go back up and have dinner and, you know, sit down and discuss what, you know, some of the things they've learned, and hopefully do a little bit better on the shooting on Saturday because they've had some time, you know, with one of the pros talking about how to shoot some of those stages.
Now, as I look at this schedule and I just see all of the really neat things you have there, if you're one of the unlucky people that doesn't get registered, this is still an event you can come to and enjoy yourself the entire time, even if you're not competing, with all the extra stuff going on, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if somebody, you know, doesn't make that number, you know, and get into the match, if they still want to come down there, they're still going to have a great time because they'll still get to run around, go check out some of their friends shooting, you know, watch them shoot some of the stages, go check out some of the pros. And, you know, I've learned more from shooting, watching the pros shoot when I was younger than I did from probably practicing, because practicing the wrong thing didn't buy me near as much as watching some of the pros when I was, you know, learning how to shoot, you know, and figuring out how to do it. So, I mean, they can obviously do that. Then we're going to have a side rifle match, a side pistol match, and a side shotgun match that, you know, even the spectators, you know, can come, and it's going to be a nominal entry fee to do that. And if those side matches are going to be paying back some of that cash, but you're going to be able to either shoot your weapons in some of the cases or supplied weapons. Crimson Trace is providing guns with lights and lasers and things to the pistol side match, and that's actually going to be shot on one of the caves in the property, so you'll be getting to, you know, shoot up some targets and everything in a cave with, you know, a handgun with a laser and things on it, so checking out their new equipment that they've come up with. But, I mean, where else do you get to go, you know, shoot in a cave with lights and lasers with your handgun? Just, you know, not much opportunity for things like that.
Yeah, it sounds great. The other thing I noticed that you had is you're going to actually have some after-match training classes where I guess that's going to take place maybe Monday and Tuesday after the event, and you're going to have some professional instruction for people that maybe want to get some additional instruction or weren't able to compete, but they'd like to still maybe hone some of their skills. Are you still there?
I'm still with you. John, I can answer that.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead, Nick.
Our plan is we're really trying to make this. When Joe DeBurgelis first contacted me and said, listen, AR15.com is interested in getting into.
Hello. Oh, looks like we're losing people left and right here. We'll get Seth to get these guys back on. For anybody who hasn't gone to the website, go to the Rock Castle 3-Gun Pro-Am website and just take a look at what it's going to be offered. The registration is going to start tomorrow, and I'm just looking at some of the stuff and some of the sponsors they have here, and it's just absolutely mind-boggling that it was able to come together like this. at AR15.com, we're going to do it big if we're going to do it. So this is going to be hopefully the biggest three gun event ever. And each year we'll try to make it bigger and better for everybody. So come check out this website. I'm on there right now just kind of going through, you know, books, some of the FAQs, and I'll just kind of read some of these to you. Will everyone get in the division they choose? And the answer to that is, as with most major matches, there are more people that want in than there is space. A waiting list will be established after the online registration based on entry slots available in both matches. It's anticipated, obviously, that there will be more entries than space, and try to work out what they can. The entry fee, the pro entry fee is $250. The amateur entry fee is $125. Applications will be posted, obviously. Tomorrow you'll be able to... Okay, we got Jeff back. Okay, tomorrow you'll be able to register. That's like one day and 3 hours away. Jeff, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back in. I'm not sure what happened. I'm just sitting here on the phone and all of a sudden gone. But
that's fine. Is Nick there? Do we have Nick back too? Nope, not yet. Okay, Jeff, the question that we were asking you was about the after the match instruction. You're going to have some professional instructors offering courses for people if they want to stay maybe for the Monday and Tuesday, or I don't know what days after. You want to go ahead and talk about that?
Yeah, I've started in on that, but definitely going to have, it won't be a large number, but, and those things we'll schedule those, we'll get those people lined out, and scheduling for those classes will go through their own typical class scheduling that those instructors do, and I'll be making announcements on those guys and everything pretty much once registration is done, and, you know, we'll and have a good selection of instructors, but it's probably going to be about three instructors. So that way anybody that shot the match that wants some additional instruction, or even somebody, you know, comes down and spectates, or just somebody wants to come down for the instruction and be able to sign up and learn from, you know, some of the top pros in the industry as well for something more than just a clinic, be down there for a 1 or 2 day type class, you know, getting some serious instruction time.
Now, this question is for Nick. Before I let you guys go, we're kind of getting up towards the end of our hour here. I've had actually people tell me on our Facebook page and talk to me in person that, you know, they're thinking about making this a family vacation for this event to where they can come down. And I just kind of wanted you to talk about what kind of things are there in the area maybe for the wife and kids to do while I'm got my nose knee deep in guns.
Well, John, that's actually the beauty of Rockcastle Shooting Center Park Mammoth Resort. Not only so we have a 2,000-acre playground where you can play golf, or within 10 minutes you can be horseback riding, going down the Green River on a beautiful canoe with just unbelievable scenery, being Mammoth Cave National Park, which is a 60,000-acre national park. There's just tons of things to do in the area from outdoor recreation perspective like that. And we have two lakes nearby. We've got the Corvette is made here 20 miles away. You could go down and to the Corvette Museum and watch GM make one of the finest muscle cars of all time. And just so many things like that. And that's what makes the area so special. That's what makes Rockcastle so special. Is it really is for everybody. I mean, we host weddings and we have different kinds of competitions. And that's what the resort's all about. We have a 100 guest room lodge and restaurants. And people can come and... while dad's out watching the competition and maybe competing in it, the kids and can stay up at the lodge and enjoy the restaurant. So lots of stuff to do there.
Yeah, I just can't wait. This is going to be the highlight of my year when I get to come out and actually come to Rockcastle. And I just look at everything you guys have scheduled, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm never going to have time to be able to do everything. I'm just not going to have enough time. But it just looks like it's going to be a fantastic event. I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. As always, it's good to talk to you. It was great to meet you at SHOT Show. Jeff Cramblett and Nick Noble from Rockcastle Shooting Center. Thanks a lot, guys. And we will have you on again as the date draws nearer. We'll have you guys on again to kind of let us know where things stand and maybe some changes or things that have been made. And remind everybody, go to the website and be ready to click tomorrow, one day. Let's see here. Let's check the countdown before I let you guys go. We are... 1 day, 3 hours, 3 minutes, and 8 seconds away from registering, so everybody get ready for that. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, John. Have a good evening.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Yep. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks. That was Nick Noble of Rockcastle and Jeff Cranlett. He was going to be the match director for the AR15.com Pro-Am 3-Gun event, which will be the biggest Pro-Am, will be the biggest 3-Gun event ever, and it is a Pro-Am. So, like we've been saying all day, all you amateurs out there like myself, I want to see you guys there. I want this to be ARFCOMers. I want all the amateur slots to be filled up with ARFCOMers. I don't want it to be anyone else. If you're not an ARFCOMer, I don't even want you to be able to have a chance. So if you're an ARFCOMer, maybe you haven't decided your vacation plans for this year. The Rockcastle Shooting Centers, I think they said it's within 9 hours of two-thirds of the population of the United States. So, you know, if you're in the Midwest, you're on the East Coast, this is a great chance for you to get the wife, get the kids, you come out and do some shooting, be around some guns, be around some great gun people, meet some fellow ARFCOMers, and then the wife and kids can go and they can have a great time too. They can go explore the caves, go to the lakes, relax at the lodge. It's going to be a fantastic event. Our last guest, and I apologize that we only have a few minutes for him. As usual, I just ramble on and run long with everybody. Chad Adams from 3-Gun Nation. If you watch any of their TV shows, you know who he is. He's one of the hosts, and he's the vice president of the National 3-Gun Association. Chad, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. I apologize that we were a little later than we thought.
Hey, I was actually listening to it. I don't blame you. That was some good stuff.
Now, you're with 3-Gun Nation. Obviously, you guys are, you know, the number one television coverage company for 3-Gun. Why don't you go ahead and kind of talk about how that came to be, how you guys came about, and kind of the progress you've seen 3-Gun make since you've been involved?
Sure, sure. You know, last year we made our debut, and what we did, we took the sport is what is called an outlaw sport, meaning there's not one governing body that sanctions over the entire sport. So the sport has grown on its own outside of a vacuum, and that's what's made it thrive, and that's one of the attractions to it. It's got its own flavor everywhere you go. But what we did, we looked at it, and we took these major events, and we partnered with them, and we went to each one of these events, and we kind of put in place a filter, if you will. So through all these different divisions and all these different rules and requirements, we take the top shooters at any one given event, put them through the 3-Gun Nation shoot-off, and find out who that one winner is that particular day, who's the best shooter that day. And to make it enticing, what we did that a lot of, you know, the sport hadn't really seen before is we threw money at it. We put prize checks out there. And last year we gave away $65,000, including at the 3-Gun Nation Championship where Daniel Horner won $25,000. And that's really created a lot of buzz and hopefully, you know, hope we think help grow the sport even more.
Yeah, I love what you guys have been doing. Now, you are planning on coming and covering the AR15.com Pro-Am event, right?
Oh, absolutely. We'll be there.
So if somebody wants to come out, they might have a chance to get on TV. You're the guy that can make them famous, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Famous, infamous, whatever it may be. And, you know, we're a point series like NASCAR, or we're kind of modeled after Bass or FLW, the fishing tours. The ARFCOM match is actually, the Pro-Am is going to be a points match. So if someone is looking at the 3-Gun Nation Championship and looking at that as some place they strive to get to, and the big money that's available there and the opportunity to shoot against the world's best, the Rockcastle match is an opportunity to get some points and hopefully qualify for it.
So this is an official event. It's not just a kind of a side-off.
Absolutely.
One-time
thing.
No,
not at all. Yeah, as soon as we heard about it, we thought it was such a great idea. And we've got a great relationship with Nick and Nate Noble. You know, I listened to the interview, and I'm actually from Kentucky. I live a couple hours away from there. And while Nick said a lot of true things about, you know, the caves and the Corvettes and all those things that are great, what really makes Rockcastle shine is the Noble family and the great staff they have there. So when we heard that they were putting on another major event, plus the fact that AR15.com was going to be involved in it, we jumped at the chance to be a part of that, because it's exciting to me. What you have here is a great opportunity, I think. The sport of competitive shooting, you know, it's had its numbers, and then you take a group of people like AR15.com, and while there's a certain amount of crossover, we have a great potential here to get an exciting competitive shooting sport in front of a large new audience. And that's why we're so excited about this event.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Now, I apologize, Chad, that we didn't have more time to talk. But what I'd like to do with you is, as the season rolls the three-gun season rolls along. I'd like to get you back on to kind of give us an update, kind of who's in the points lead, what the last event was like, and some of the highlights, if that's okay with you.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Three-Gun Nation and AR15.com, we're just at the beginning of a great partnership. We're going to have a lot of great things to announce here soon about that, and, you know, I'm at your disposal, man, anytime you need me.
Fantastic. Chad Adams of Three-Gun Nation, he's the Vice President of the National Three-Gun Association. I want to thank him. Thank Nick Noble of Rockcastle, Jeff Cramblett, of course, Ed Avila we had on earlier. I want to thank Jansen Jones from Team Noveski came on the show today. Joe DeBurgulis, as usual, I want to thank him for everything he does. You guys don't know how hard that guy works. That guy basically lives out of his suitcase just going around championing gun rights for all of us. I want to thank Seth, our producer, behind the scenes getting everything done. Merrill, of course, for keeping the discussion threads updated at AR15.com. I want to thank you, the listeners, for everything. John Gold, I have to sign off now. God bless the great republic that is the United States of America.
The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache.